During our daily Mass readings this season, we have many different examples of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving throughout the Holy Bible. Today we have this parable only found in Luke's Gospel, which is a beautiful teaching about almsgiving, about generosity to the poor, about works of mercy. The rich man is dressed in fine linen. He has wonderful meals each day. And right at his door, not somewhere in town, not passing by in the countryside, right next to his door is Lazarus. Covered with sores, the dog's licking him, and he's hungry. We see the consequences of forgetting the poor who are right next to us, is that the rich man is in torment. He is in the netherworld, and there will be no change of his situation for eternity. He sees Abraham and Lazarus comforted in paradise. He sees that justice has been carried out because Moses and the prophets also have told him not to disregard the afflicted and needy in his midst. He has not listened. And so even if someone should rise from the dead, what a prophecy about the resurrection of Christ. Even if someone should rise from the dead, your heart would still be cold, you rich one. During the season of Lent, this teaches us that so often to give alms and to love the poor means simply with the beginning of recognizing the humanity of the brother or sister in front of me. The rich man had to, in some way, in his heart and mind, dehumanize Lazarus. The human heart can't sustain the pain and the anguish and discomfort of seeing another human being before us, dying in squalor, poor. But if they're not human, if this person is just a thing, just like the plants or the building or the roadway, then I can medicate that anguish in my own heart. And then I can stop worrying about whether I'm called to actually serve this person, give to this person, initiate a conversation with this person, as difficult as that might be. Why? Because if I don't see them as really human, then I can walk by, even if they're sleeping in front of my doorway. The rich man in the story is never named. He's never given a first name. He, in fact, loses his humanity because he cannot see it in the other. But Lazarus is named. God sees him. God sees his humanity. And God comforts him in paradise, even when he was not comforted by his brother in the world. May all of us keep our eyes open for those who are sleeping at our doorway, right in front of us. May Jesus keep our eyes open to always see the humanity of our brother and sister, to serve them, to love them, to give alms.